Dark chocolate is often called the healthy candy because it's full of heart-healthy antioxidants, it's low in sugar, and that is all true. But it turns out it's full of other things, too. Yes, dark chocolate has less sugar than the milk chocolates some of us prefer, but some brands of dark chocolate also have lead and cadmium. A new study from Consumer Reports' Health and Food Safety team tested 28 popular brands of dark chocolate bars. All of them contain the metals. In the worst cases, they found more than 200% of the allowable levels of either lead or cadmium. Five of them contain more than 100% of allowable levels of both. And forget the label organic, those items also had lead levels. We'll link you up at herenow.org. But meanwhile, what does this mean for chocolate lovers? And how did metals get there in the first place? James Rogers is the Director of Food Safety Research and Testing at Consumer Reports. He has a doctorate in microbiology and immunology. So Jim, before we start, this does not sound good, but you don't seem to be saying stop eating dark chocolate.
Well, that is true, Robin. Don't panic about this because you can control your exposure to these heavy metals by making a couple of simple changes, such as don't eat dark chocolate as often, pick dark chocolate that has lower cacao, because it is the cacao that contains the heavy metals and provides the contamination for these products. Mix in milk chocolate with dark chocolate.
Yay.
And maybe even consider getting other snacks or rewards so that you're not always depending on dark chocolate to have your chocolate fix.
Okay, but I can hear people saying, wait, you lost me at don't eat as much, right?
Yeah.
So let's back up. And I know that there have been consumer groups have been concerned about the amount of metals in dark chocolates, and there had been a lawsuit filed by As You Sow. And so this research, you know, is pretty well based in concerns of what? You know, how does metal get in dark chocolate?
There are two ways of these heavy metals getting into these products. With cadmium, the research has shown that if you have the soil where you grow the chocolate plants in that has cadmium in it, the roots will actually draw up the cadmium and it will end up in the cocoa seeds. And then when you process those cocoa pods into chocolate, the cadmium comes along for the ride. Heavy metals are dangerous to humans for consumption, especially children and especially for pregnant women. So in the case of cadmium and lead, they can cause neurological dysfunctions. They can cause a loss of IQ points in children that are exposed to these heavy metals. They can cause malformations in the neurology of a developing fetus. Mm. And there are some studies that suggest that heavy metals can be associated with cancer.
Okay, so that's the cadmium. And what about the lead?
So many times when the chocolate beans, the cocoa beans are being processed, one of the steps is for them to be dried, usually out in the open. And if you are processing these beans close to an industrial site, a place that is manufacturing lead batteries, for instance, the soil can become contaminated. And then as you're drying these cocoa pods, they actually have dust that blow over from the industrial sites and settle onto the seeds. And again, as they're processed into chocolate, into chocolate products, this lead continues to be with that product.
Yeah. There is something that manufacturers can do to try to reduce this, right?
We suggest that the manufacturers consider testing the soil and find areas to grow the chocolate plants away from soil that's cadmium contaminated. When you are processing your chocolate pods, why not find a location away from industrial processing places and do it where dust cannot blow onto the pod? So there are probably a couple other things that manufacturers can do to make sure that cocoa pods do not get contaminated at this very first step after harvest.
We're going to link people to some of the findings so that they can look for their own favorite chocolate. But we know you tested everything from Hershey's. I am the chocolate cheap date here. So I like, you know, milk chocolate, Trader Joe's, but then expensive brands, Godiva, Valrhona. All of them exceeded recommended levels. How do you figure out what's recommended?
There is data out there in the research that has recommended levels of each of the heavy metals. And these levels tend to be more health protective than those of our regulatory agencies. And in this case, the chocolate products are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. Now, we always say there is no safe level of lead.
Right.
But you can use dietary choices to make sure that your lead level is as reduced as possible from what you eat.
Well, and that's a reminder, too, that lead is in other foods like spinach and fish. So
yes,
it's not just from the dark chocolate. And so what you and others are suggesting is that people just keep an eye on how much dark chocolate they're throwing back there. But what are some of the problems that come from too much lead?
Well, we talked about cognitive development issues where children that eat lead, their IQ can be reduced. Their mental development can be reduced or retarded.
Isn't the good news that little kids really don't like dark chocolate?
Yeah, that is part of the good news. And part of our recommendations also is to don't feed it to them. We're calling on the parents to limit or eliminate dark chocolate totally from a child's diet.
What about adults, and particularly pregnant women?
Again, because these heavy metals can have development issues and cause problems with the fetuses, we're recommending, too, that pregnant women avoid eating dark chocolate during their pregnancy just to make sure that their developing fetuses are not affected by these heavy metals.
Yeah. And what about other adults? Because you're saying don't give it up. But I'm just trying to gauge how much is...
Well, I'm not sure that we're saying don't give it up. Oh. I think what we're saying is that these are one of those products that people will probably eat anyway. Oh. So what we're trying to say, well, if you're going to eat this product, make wise choices, be a smart consumer, do the research, look for the data that's out there with our study and other studies, and then choose the products that are safer. Not absolutely safe, but safer if you insist on consuming this product.
Yeah. And we're going to, again, link listeners to your Consumer Report studies. There's a graphic showing which chocolate bars tested, you know, the highest levels. It'll all be there. Also, a reminder that it's in cocoa powder, you know, maybe frosting. So you may be getting it in other ways?
Yes. Take an inventory of your chocolate consumption. So, for instance, if you're drinking hot chocolate, if you're eating dark chocolate brownie mix, if you are using the cocoa powders or the nibs for cooking, all of this adds up. Your heavy metal consumption is cumulative.
I just want to ask you, Jim, what do you say to somebody listening, maybe popping a bonbon as we speak, and saying, oh, come on, you know, half the population would be gone if, you know, you got kidney problems from dark chocolate. You know, there hasn't been a run on, oh my gosh, dark chocolate medical issues?
Well, again, this is cumulative. And some of us are more exposed to heavy metals in our diet than others. For instance, people that grow up in homes or apartments that have lead-based paint would be far more exposed to lead than the rest of us that don't live in that type of environment. And so this is a chronic disease. It will creep up on you and add up your total heavy metal exposure that will determine whether you will develop problems by consuming these heavy metals.
And you may not know that it's from that.
And you may not know because you could look at any of these dark chocolate bars and there is nothing on the wrapper to tell you or caution you that there may be cadmium or lead in them. The best you can do is do your research. Write the dark chocolate manufacturers and demand lower heavy metal concentration.
Right.
Write your congresspeople and have the FDA advocate for regulations that prevent high levels of heavy metals in dark chocolate. Our advocacy team has a petition that consumers can sign that helps us advocate to both the manufacturers and the FDA that they should set health protective levels of these heavy metals in dark chocolate.
And we'll have it all at herenow.org. James Rogers, Director of Food Safety Research and Testing at Consumer Reports. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you.